Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Mix up, mix up.
Hello and welcome aboard, everybody, for another edition of the Putumayo World Music Hour, a journey around the globe through the music of many different cultures. In San Francisco, I'm Rosalie Howarth, and Dan Storper is keeping it close to home this time, exploring world music here in North America.
People think of world music as coming from other continents, but we enjoy lots of indigenous music, and many artists from other countries have settled here. And later, we'll talk to Joan Osborne, one of the many American rock musicians who incorporate world music influences into their music.
We'll start up north with Celtic music from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, where the inhabitants have preserved and modernized the music of their Scottish ancestors. Here's Ashley MacIsaac and Mary Jane Lamon doing Sleepy Maggie from MacIsaac's album, Hi, How Are You Today?
Thank you.
China. Put in a big brown bag for me. Sailing right round all the seven oceans. Drop it into the China. Put in a big brown bag for me. And you sail right round all the seven oceans. And you drop it back in the middle of the big blue sea.
A remake of Van Morrison's classic Tupelo Honey, done with a slight Cajun twist by Wayne Toups and Zyta Cajun on the Blast from the Bayou CD.
Here's an example of the melting pot effect of North American world music, a Venezuelan ska band based in New York called King Chango.
We'll hear the title track to their album Melting Pot, which you can also find on the Movida collection. King Chango on the Putumayo World Music Hour as we explore world music influences on North American artists today.
You know, it's always exciting to me to hear more mainstream artists incorporating world music flavors into their work. And it was clear to me that Joan Osborne had been listening to Indian music. We caught up with her backstage at the Fillmore in San Francisco and asked her about a trip she took that really opened up her eyes and ears.
Well, I've made two trips to India. The first time I went was in 96, and I really just went to study the music. I spent about 3 weeks there, took a couple of lessons with an Indian classical vocal teacher, just to kind of get my mind around the different scale and the different way of perceiving Indian music and the different way of hearing it. You know, you can't really sing something unless you're able to hear it in your head, and I wanted to familiarize myself with that different way of hearing that the Indian music has. I mean, I'm certainly not an intense scholar of it. I don't have an encyclopedic knowledge by any means, but yeah, I've been listening to Qawwali music for years, and of course that led me to learn more about Indian classical music. And then musics from, you know, parts of the world that are somewhat similar, like Moroccan music. I just picked up this Master Musicians of Jajuka CD that was remixed by Talman Singh. And and I'm very excited by that. And just these musics that are from cultures where music is not seen as a commodity to be bought and sold so much, but as seen as a part of daily rituals, of spiritual events. It's just got a different place in these societies, and I find that I really connect with that.
It is.
from her long-awaited album Righteous Love. That was Joan Osborne with If I Was Your Man. Next, we're going to find out what beloved Bayou blues man Taj Mahal is up to these days when the Putumayo World Music Hour continues. And if you have questions or comments or suggestions about the show, contact us by visiting putumayo.com. That's PUTUMAYO.com.
NewOrleansOnline.com, the official tourism website for the city of New Orleans. NewOrleansOnline.com features comprehensive information on New Orleans music, culture, and cuisine. Travel accommodations and a tourist guide are also available.
You're listening to the Putumayo World Music Hour, and we're looking in our own backyards today for great world music. I'm Rosalie Howarth, and Dan Storper once sat and listened to this next player trace the history of the blues on his guitar.
Yeah, it was really an amazing experience. Taj Mahal is a music historian and researcher, besides being a great player himself. Once after a recording session, he sat and played me a progression of guitar riffs that chronologically traced the evolution of the blues from Africa through the Caribbean and up into the American South.
Collectively, the band is known as Kulanjan, and this is how they reworked Taj's Queen Bee.
Soul. Love me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Honey and your honey pie.
The
pot, the pot is hot. Honey and your honey pie. Oh, the pot is what you got to love, 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 ooh, my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Watching and look at her arm. Stop now, shake it some. Dance and having fun. Ooh, love me to my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, baby, baby. To my soul. Rock me to my soul. To my soul.
love me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Sweeter than a honeybee.
I'm liking your bed.
Baby, been sweet on me.
Give me the llama.
Sweeter than a honeybee.
You might recognize that one as a reggae hit from the 80s called Pass the Dutchie, but there's the Zydeco version called Stay In or Stay Out, Pass the Dutchie. It's by Chris Ardoin and Double Clutchin'.
And you wouldn't think we were in upstate New York with this next one, but that's where Samite moved to when he left his native Uganda.
Here's Wasuze Otia from Silina Musango by Samite.
Wasuze Otia Choka Mama. Wasuze Otia Choka Nzala. Unolia Kuchi Choka Mama. Nolia kuchi choka nzala. Nasuze yonga kulowoza ko. Nasuze yonga kulowoza ko. Nalia kungeche bambi, nanywa kubuji mwatu. Nasuze yonga kulowoza ko. Nasuze yonga kulowoza ko. Nalia kumawolu bambi, nalia kubinyebwa bambi. Unolia kuchi choka mama. Unolia kuchi choka nzala. Sazaveru, Gatusula, Batuzala, munkambi z'abakadde baba kibo banaffe baba kibo banaffe baba kibo banaffe. I made you laugh so hard that you worried me. You were someone that I could talk to. We helped each other get through. Those times had to be. Sarita, Sarita, Sarita. Does a person make a name? Or is it the other way around? You know, Sarita Finn. I don't think she ever questioned it. Little girl, she just laughed. Say, yeah.
Oh,
a New Orleans number with just a trace of Celtic influences in it. That's Sarita from Live at Last by the Subdudes.
New Orleans is really the definitive musical melting pot, with African, French, and Canadian, as well as Celtic influences all coming together. And here's a Celtic artist from Ireland who now lives in Boston.
From her 1998 album, Circle of the Sun, here's Fill It to the Brim by Aina Minogue.
Should the raven catch your hair, sit a king of scarlet upon the heart's deep stair. And all the sights will you see there, breaking of the crystal under a dark green glare. From miles on fire, from pools of deepest amber, circle your castle world with briars to pass. Say when, drink your
Anya Minogue on the Putumayo World Music Hour as we get ready to visit East L.A. in just a minute and hear from a true American original, Los Lobos. And if you have questions or comments or suggestions about the show, contact us by visiting putumayo.com. That's P-U-T-U-M-A-Y-O.com.
NewOrleansOnline.com, the official tourism website for the city of New Orleans. NewOrleansOnline.com features comprehensive information on New Orleans music, culture, and cuisine. Travel accommodations and a tourist guide are also available.
We celebrate world music in North America today on the Putumayo World Music Hour. Along with Dan Storper, I'm Rosalie Howarth, and Los Lobos is one of America's most versatile roots rock bands.
They're just as at home playing traditional Mexican folk standards at small weddings as they are rocking out in English at concert halls. From this time, here's Cumbia Raza.
Allá en la tierra de mis padres, allá en la tierra de los dioses, sin un ritmo muy alegre que lo bailan día y noche. Cumbia, cumbia rica, cumbia de mi patria, cumbia, cumbia hermosa, cumbia, cumbia de mi raza. A los cuatro vientos yo le canto con mi alma y corazón. Te aseguro que no miento cuando canto esta canción. Baila, baila mi cariño, baila, baila ese danzón. Qué bonito le meneas, morenita es vacilón. Cumbia, cumbia rica, cumbia de mi patria, cumbia, cumbia hermosa, cumbia, cumbia de mi raza. Cumbia, cumbia rica, cumbia de mi patria, cumbia, cumbia hermosa, cumbia, cumbia de mi raza.
American natives sing about Native Americans on the Putumayo World Music Hour. Little Steven and his former boss in the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen, together with Native American from Steven's album Freedom No Compromise.
It's great to hear American artists taking part in the ascension of world music. North America is a powerful melting pot, and I'm constantly surprised by the great world music you can find right around the corner.
I'm Rosalie Howard. And on behalf of my co-host, Dan Storper, we'd like to thank our producers, Shane Sharkey and Jennifer Daunt, our music researcher, Jacob Edgar, Ben Manila Productions, and most especially you for joining us on the journey. You can find out about any of the music you've heard today at putumayo.com. That's P-U-T-U-M-A-Y-O.com. And we look forward to meeting you in the next port for the Putumayo World Music Hour. Travel safe.
And so long.
So long.
For Japan Jukebox every Monday at 11 p.m. and Saturday at 3 a.m. We're your guides, Danny Hiltz and Cody Winters. We'll meander down the cool rivers, get lost in the misty mountains, and discover the unique and intriguing sounds of Japanese rock music.
For 2 hours of true word sound power, classic heavyweight Rasta reggae radio, it's Jaman. Here on KRVS. Cecil here, chair in the Churchill Gathering every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. Heavyweight sound and lifted spirits guaranteed. Jaman here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.